systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Monday, September 22nd, 2008. If you're keeping track, my name's Matt.
And my name's Braden.
And thanks so much for checking out episode number 89 of this motherfucking shit we do live every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7 p.m. Montana time. How the fuck are you doing?
Pretty good with these cinnamon roll things in my stomach.
Fucking amazing,
fucking
right?
Delicious.
Holy Christ, Cinnababies are tits.
Mm.
So, yeah, oh.
So how are you?
I am fucking awesome. I got a belly full of Cinnababies. Mm. I am...
It's the way to be.
I know. This is life.
This is living large.
If life ended right now, as long as I could have one more bite of those, I'm good.
And a hit of that?
Oh, fuck. Oh, you just wait. You guys will notice in about half an hour when the show will start slowly declining. So, yeah, thank you guys so much for checking out episode number 89, the big fucking Monday night show. We have a fantastic program for you this evening. First of all, if you guys are listening live, everybody is in the chat room, thejamhole.com/chat. And if you care to interact with us, send us a comment to be read on the show. That address is thejamhole.com/feedback. So hang out in the chat, thejamhole.com/chat. Send us messages, thejamhole.com/feedback. First order of business. The nominations are now ready to be nominated. That made no sense.
It got the job done.
Let me try this again. If you would like to see us, the Jam Hole, kick some motherfucking pod cock all over this
some pod ass.
Fucking kicking pod everything all over this fucking place. They are accepting nominations now. Thejamhole.com/vote. I set up a page that has all of the information, pretty much how it came to be that we are trying to get a nomination for the mature category. Basically, I'll sum it up for you. Keith and the girl kind of cleaned house last year, and they made a rule saying if you're awesome, you can only be awesome once, and after that, you can't win anymore.
Right. You can only win once and be better than everyone else. You
right.
can't continue to be that way.
Because they
that
want...
That makes sense.
Yeah, it's so stupid. They, I mean, I can kind of understand, but it's stupid. And even if we don't win, it's still stupid that you're saying, well, let's give somebody else a chance to win.
Right, even though they're not as good.
Right, it's like, that defeats the whole fucking point. Why don't we just give everybody a fucking trophy and
yeah.
say, hey, good job, guys. No, you don't fucking do that. In the Olympics, you don't give everybody medals. This
right.
isn't Little League fucking T-ball, you douche.
That completely defeats the purpose of a contest.
Right.
Of any kind. It's like, why are you even doing this?
Why don't we just hand out trophies to everybody that has a fucking show?
Yeah.
Why the fuck not? Hey, way to talk, guys. Here's your trophy. Hey, way to talk, guys. Here's your trophy. No, you try to be good. Holy flying
Jesus.
Cats. You try to be fucking good so you can win. And if you get beat, that motivates you to try and be better.
Right.
And if you still get beat, then maybe you suck and you shouldn't be playing.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, because Keith and the girl won, they're not allowed to win it this year. So what they want to do, they have enough fans. And enough of their fans, like us, the Jam Hole, the Scream, Uncast, TDO, all that shit. There's enough fan podcasts to kind of take the whole contest over.
Hopefully.
So, yeah.
Hopefully we'll just take all of them.
Yeah, well, I will be happy if we even just win one.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
I'm good on one.
All of these other shows have been around for way longer than we have. We just started doing this in February. We're already at episode number 89.
And we already do it better.
Exactly. And our quality is beautiful. Our content is gorgeous. we are amazing human beings. I mean, come on. No, but so basically they want us to have the nomination for mature category.
Well, that's what they recommended for us, but right. We can be nominated for any of them.
And I want best produced. I want comedy. I want mature. I want fucking religion and Christian. I want entertainment. I want education. You guys, you go to thejamhole.com/vote and nominate us for any category you think we should win. And we, the thing is, the whole contest is a scam to get, I mean, not a scam, but like last year, I'm getting ahead of myself, excuse me, but last year they actually held the ceremony in a real place.
Right.
With real people, kind of, and, you know.
Whatever you consider real.
Right. This year, they're not even doing that. They said, oh, it was such a great turnout. We're going to do it virtually this year.
So that way, when you win, all it is a little title that says, you won this category. Ta-da! Yeah.
I don't know. It just seems stupid that they're doing it that way. So, you know how on Podcast Alley, if you vote for the Jam Hole, you can do it once a month.
Right.
The way this works is you can nominate each podcast one time. So you can nominate us once for the mature category. You can nominate us once for comedy, once for best produce. And that's it. Mm-hmm. One time per person. So we need all of you guys to nominate us. Now, after September 30th, was it? Starting October 1st,
right.
That's when the voting starts.
Until the 30th of the month after that.
But the thing is, they don't want you to just vote once and that's it. Mm-hmm. Because how much traffic will they get to their site?
Right,
because
that's what it's really about.
Exactly. And the only reason I want to do this is to just show these other fucking quote-unquote podcasters that have been in it for, you know, a year, 2 years, 3 years, that, hey, there's a new dog on the block, mm-hmm. and I'm pissing on everything. You know why? Because it's all mine.
Yep.
So, and, you know, with just our fans, I don't think it would be possible because of how short of a time we've been doing
right,
it for.
We haven't been around long enough to have tons of fans, really.
Right, but we have Keith and the girl on our team, so.
It's a good team to be on.
It's the only team to be on, especially after listening to their show yesterday or today. I think it was their Friday show. One of the people that were talking a lot of shit about them, Pacific Coast Hellway.
Never heard of them.
Yeah, right? As you shouldn't have.
Okay.
Because they're a piece of shit show, just like fucking Adam Curry shit, just like everybody else that's with Pod Show. They just had their last episode.
That's good.
Right. It seems weird that Don and Drew didn't get their contract renewed. Pacific Coast Hellway didn't get their contract removed. They got booted off of Sirius and Satellite Radio.
Bummer.
And the funny thing is, though, Keith saved all these clips from when they were talking shit about him. And just now he's playing them back at everything he said. And it's so fucking funny.
It's like, oh, look who still has a podcast.
Right. But just the shit he was saying, it's like, man, how can you even talk long enough to do a show with your fucking foot in your mouth? Because it is so ridiculous. And just, I don't know. I'm not going to get into it that's their battle. I just want to say, ha ha, you lose. So, yeah, thejamhole.com/vote. Kick us a nomination, and then October 1st, we'll start voting every day. I know it's going to give their site a bunch of traffic, but I want to say, hey, we fucking won.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I don't know.
That'll help us, too. More people will know about us that since we won, you know, category.
Right, and they're like, who are they? We've never heard of them.
Hey, they won comedy. I should listen to it.
Don't worry about who we are. You worry about who you are and what the fuck it is you're trying to do. We know what we're doing because we're doing it. I'm there. You there?
I'm here.
We're doing it. Yep. So don't even fucking worry about it. So, yeah, again, that is thejamhole.com/vote. Go ahead and go there right now. Kick us the nomination. And there's also a list that Keith and Hamda put together of their fans' shows that we want. Because basically what we want to do is have one of our fans that have a show to win each category.
Right.
So we can take the whole fucking thing and then just shove it up their ass and be like, boom, the empire has been created.
And at that point, Keith and the girl might as well have won because all of their fans won.
Exactly. And that's what they want to show is like, hey, because we're too good? What kind of contest is that?
Right.
That's like the Special Olympics. Is that what we're fucking doing here? Then fine, let's do it.
No, see, what it is the podcast awards are the Special Olympics, and Keith and the Girl is like the top guy for the
Johnny
real
Knoxville
Olympics. He's like the real, like, actual good athlete of the real Olympics competing in the Special Olympics.
Right.
They're like, you're too good for the Special Olympics.
But, and that whole thing is like, then where does your motivation go to get better? Like, if you get beat year after year after year by the same show, mm-hmm. that's going to make you want to step back and look at what you're doing.
Right.
And either, A, just get the fuck up and walk away because you're not funny and you're awful. Mm-hmm. Or B, you're going to want to do better until you do beat them.
Should but look at Keith and the Girl winning year after year, look at what they're doing, and then take that and do it better.
Exactly. But they're taking away that whole aspect of
it.
It's like the presidential election. It's like, oh, well, you've been elected president 5 times, you know? It's like, well, why? Maybe because he's a good president?
Mm-hmm.
Not talking about anyone we've had, but hypothetically.
Yeah. Well, but
if we had a president and there was no law saying you can only have 2 terms,
right.
and the people kept electing him, I wonder, there's got to be a reason.
Yeah.
Because he's doing something right.
Yeah, why elect someone else who's not as good just because their term is up?
Exactly. It just seems stupid. But hey, if that's going to give us a chance to fucking get our name out there and be like, who's the jam hole that just won the fucking mature category by like a billion fucking votes? That's us. Kaboom, motherfucker.
Kaboom.
So, just a couple quick things before we do some other shit here. I was looking the other night, I was looking through the Mountain Trader, just for the hell of it, looking in the Four Footers Feed Fallon Farm.
And what is that?
That's the animal section.
Oh.
And I'm looking through there, and I'm looking at dogs.
Yeah.
Just curious, how much money are people spending on dogs?
Oh, hundreds, if not thousands.
Hundreds? What do you think?
I'm going to say it'll get into the thousands for some dogs. I've seen dogs go for a lot of money.
All right. Well,
sadly. Considering you can just go get one for free.
Sadly enough, I was going in there to find the most expensive dog in that section.
Uh-huh.
Take a wild guess how much.
$1,000.
$2,000. For a dog.
It's gonna die.
$2,000, dude. You're gonna spend $2,000 on something that is just gonna roll up into your house, piss, shit, eat, and stink.
And cost you more money to feed it and everything.
I will make you a deal. $1,500. You pay me $1,500. I will come into your house and I will piss all over the place. I will shed my fucking hair all over the place. I will take dumps all over your stuff. I will chew up your favorite things. $1,500. I will do that for you. I'll do it for $1,000 cash.
Really?
Right now.
You would do that for free.
No. I need money.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Right.
Thejamhole.com/donate. I'm just saying, though, if you're going to spend $2,000 on a dog to do that, I'm a person. I can, like, when you say speak, I will actually speak.
Yeah. But a dog might be a better friend to them than you.
Well.
I mean, that's kind of what they get them for.
I guess. I don't know. It just seemed ridiculous that, like...
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know.
And it's probably only get live for, like, 6 years, and then it's dead.
I know, right?
It's gone.
I'm going to live for, like, 60 more years. Come on. And, you know, $1,000, I will do it for you. So, I don't know. That just blew me away.
That's amazing.
That's more than my car costed. Cost. You can't drive your dog?
No, you can't even ride on its back.
Granted, okay, for $1,500, I will even have sex with your wife, just like these dogs are probably doing. And what I say that is because a lot of, oh, I don't know what's the term for it, like middle to later aged women, single or not, their dog of choice, German Shepherd.
Really?
Weird? I think so.
Why the German Shepherd?
Because apparently German Shepherds can be taught to lick vagina.
Just that dog specifically?
I think so. And
where
I
have
noticed
you heard that?
A lot of them in the paper. A lot. Well, the main reason I say this is because a lot of places that I deliver water to, and it's like nasty, obese, disabled, just disgusting older ladies always have the German Shepherd. And now, granted, my mom has a German Shepherd.
Oh!
That's a little weird. No big deal. I'm just saying.
Oh, hey, Matt's mom.
Hi, Mom. there was a lot of them in the paper. And a lot of businesses I go into have the dogs. And the dogs walk around with that look in their eye like, yeah, I'm tapping that. Yeah, I'm also tapping that. No big deal. And I'm amazed at this, that you will pay. It's like prostitution. I have a real human penis.
But you aren't going to fuck these nasty things, though.
For $1,000, I will fuck some nasty shit.
Would you really?
I will, really.
Why don't you just go stand outside in the corner and
because juke? That's illegal.
Well, so what's your offering?
I'm not a prostitute.
But if you were to take $1,000 to go to these people's houses and do that, you would be.
No, I would be a pet.
Okay.
Huh?
But you can't have people as pets. Those are called slaves.
I'm not black. Why you gotta make this racist?
You don't have to be black to be a slave.
Just tell that to the slaves. That's right.
Well, you've read some of the stories we've had with slaves. It can be any kind of person.
I guess. So 26 wrote in the feedback here. I guess Patrick of Nobody Likes Onions was serious when he said last year that he was never going to the podcast awards again. Not by choice, but because, hey guys, you want to hear how much fun this is going to be this year? We're going to do it virtually. Like,
they don't have to go.
That's such a cop-out.
Yeah.
That means, sorry, we didn't have enough money to rent a building.
Mm-hmm. Or, so we're just going to do it on our website.
Right. And we'll mail you the... Well,
that's paid for.
And that kind... That's good, I guess. That goes with the whole thing of it's not really a competition anymore, is it?
Yeah.
You know? So
not only can the best podcast not win, but it's not even like a real event anymore.
I know, it's virtual. That's like hey, what are you doing later? Me and some friends are gonna go out raiding goblin nests. What? Oh yeah, I mean my virtual friends,
right?
In virtual reality, it's a World of Warcraft, and you look at them and you know what you say?
Wow.
Fucking wow. 26 also wrote in. He says, hey, I got my stickers in the mail and they are uber rad. I enjoyed the girl.
Wow, geek much.
I know, right? Hey, uber rad.
That's uber.
I enjoyed the girly writing on the envelope also. Yeah. And thank you very much to the girls that work in the office I work in for doing that. It's not my girly writing. Right.
Right.
Right. Okay.
Right. I've seen your writing.
Right. It's not girly. So the last thing I did want to talk about, suicide hotline. Now, what we would like to do is we're trying to incorporate the Jam Hole into our local community here.
Fuck it. The whole fucking United States.
Fuck it.
We might have to get a couple more, you know, lines available, but
another phone card, no big deal. We're trying to integrate the Jam Hole into the daily lives of each and every American and or international,
right?
As you just brought to my
eventually
attention. Right. So what the plan is to start our own suicide hotline.
But there's a twist to our suicide hotline.
Let's demonstrate it.
Okay.
Bring, bring. Hello, the Jam Hole Suicide Hotline. How may I help you?
Yeah, I'm feeling kind of depressed and down today. I need your help.
Oh, I can definitely help you. Are you thinking about killing yourself?
Yeah, I've had a lot of those thoughts.
Okay, that's good. That's good. What we want to do is take advantage of those thoughts, and we're going to move forward, and we're going to take care of this problem.
Okay.
Now, where are you right now?
I am in the living room.
Okay. Are there any handguns or possibly large knives of any kind?
There are some large knives in the kitchen.
Okay. Any handguns?
No, I don't have any.
Okay. So, ideally, when somebody calls up the Jamal Suicide Hotline, I like to go with the most effective method possible.
Of course.
So I would hate to see you sit there and try and cut your wrist going the wrong way or miss.
But see, that's what you're here for. You can tell me it's, you know, down the road, not across the street.
Well, that's why I'm helping you.
Right.
So, okay, how bad is it? Are you just done with life?
Yeah, I'm ready to get this over.
You're good to go? Okay, well, I'm glad you called. We will definitely help you. First of all, I am going to need your credit card information. Do you have that with you?
Yes, I do.
Okay, let me jot that down. Da-da-da-da-da. Okay, now, do you have any large appliances in your home?
Yes.
Like a toaster?
Toaster,
toaster
microwave.
Toaster will work. Now, what I want you to do is go ahead and go upstairs. Are you on a cordless phone?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, go ahead and go upstairs, and basically, you're going to take a bath. So go ahead and start filling up the water.
Okay, that sounds nice.
Okay, I'll wait. Go ahead.
All right. Running water, running water, running water. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, bathtub full?
Yep.
Okay, excuse my fuck. Now, you have...
See, that wouldn't actually happen on our hotline. That was very unprofessional.
I wouldn't burp. No, not at all.
No.
This is just a reenactment
right.
of what could possibly...
I'm just saying.
This is a promo for the Jam Hole Suicide Hotline.
Yes.
Okay, so where were we? Okay.
I'm in the bathtub.
You're in the bathtub, filled up with water, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay, are you naked?
Yes, I am.
Ooh, are you touching yourself?
Possibly.
Ooh. Okay, that just went to a weird place. Now, what I'm going to go ahead and need you to do is plug in the toaster.
All right, I also have a hairdryer. I don't know if that...
Hey, do you have two free wall plugs?
I do.
All right. Well, hey, this is what I like to call double fisting.
Okay.
Not to be confused with other things that can be double fisted.
Right. Or
right.
even single
like
fisted.
Like a vagina.
Yeah.
Even though you are kind of acting like one.
Right.
Okay.
I do want to die right now.
Right. And I'm glad you came to me first.
Yeah.
You know, you could have ended up calling another fucking suicide hotline. Mm-hmm. Could have
talked me out of it.
I know. Fuck that
That's
shit.
That's bullshit.
Hey, if you wanted to be talked out of it, you would have went to your parents, right?
Right. Yeah.
No. You needed... You
Actually,
needed...
no. My parents already killed themselves.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
You're just following in their footsteps,
mm-hmm.
right?
Well, you know, I figured.
That's good. The force is strong with this one. Okay, so what I'm going to go ahead and need you to do is go ahead and plug in the hairdryer, plug in the toaster.
Got it.
All right, now, do you have any bagels or bread?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead and make yourself some toast.
All
you
right,
know?
Sounds good.
This is the last meal type of thing, and when you do die, you have one final bowel movement.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to go ahead and have some sustenance in your body to expunge.
Does that really matter?
For the, what's the word I'm looking for? For the people that find you, I always like to have them find you with a big steamy dump.
That's good.
Yeah, it's like hey, one last fuck you, you know? Here's some poo.
Now clean it up.
On top of my dead decomposing body.
Yeah.
Okay, so you got them plugged in.
Got it.
Hair dryer on position.
Check.
Okay, toaster, push it down.
Check.
On, okay. Now, I want you to go ahead and get into the tub.
Got it.
How is
Getting
it?
Getting in the tub.
Nice and warm?
It's pretty warm.
Okay. Are you touching yourself?
All right. No, not
okay.
at the moment.
Would you care to bust a nut before you do this?
No, I did that before I called to see if, like, after I did that, I would change my mind.
Oh,
I wanted to die.
Gotcha.
Didn't that, work.
You are on it.
Yeah.
So, okay. Now, what you're going to go ahead and do is close your eyes.
All right.
All right. Now, I want you to... One hand, toaster. Other hand, hair dryer. Okay. They're both on, correct?
Got it.
Now just drop them in.
All right.
Thank you for calling the Jam Hole Suicide Hotline. Ding. And scene. See how helpful that was? Now, in
us... Yeah, that was really helpful.
I know, right? In us doing this, we will eliminate all those little pussy fucking wrist cutters that start doing it. They start wanting to kill themselves and then they don't. That's what we call a cry for help.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want any of that shit. If you want to kill yourself, you call the Jam Hole Suicide Hotline and we will get it done.
The right way.
The right way. 100% guaranteed. I put my name behind mm-hmm. every suicide that we do.
Yep. We can guarantee that the first time you try and kill yourself, if you listen to us, will work.
100%.
110%.
Yes.
We get people to kill themselves successfully that don't even call us.
Successfully.
Nice. Yes.
Bro-sive. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically, I'm sick of reading about all these fucking cries for help and like, oh, he killed himself, but he didn't really. And then he was rushed to the hospital and then he found Jesus. It's like, no. If you're going to kill yourself, you don't want to live. We don't want you. The Jam Hole Suicide Hotline. We're here to help. And that is exactly we do.
We just want to help.
I know. And I'm sick of all these other fucking...
Kitty!
I will just... you're next, kitty. It's 1-800. The Jam Hole will kill you. Can we have that number? So, no, I was just thinking... all these hotlines that are, like, helping people... Like, you call them up and they talk you out of it. Mm-hmm. It's like, no! You are totally approaching this the wrong fucking way.
They want to die. You're trying to help them.
You need to encourage this.
You need to help them with what they want, not what they don't want.
That's right.
Which is to live.
Exactly. And did you notice how quickly I got into it? You need to take advantage of the moment. This is why I like to call impulse buying, or in other words, impulse dying.
Right.
So you need to take that while the idea is still fresh and in their brains, and you need to push them forward, either literally or symbolically. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I will come over and give you a push over the edge if that's what it takes.
If you're local.
It depends how big this thing gets.
Maybe true. We'll depends on how much money is in your bank account.
That's right. You give me a plane ticket there, I will push you over the edge of that 30-story building.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to kill yourself in a minute. What do you need this money for?
That's what we're there for. That's what I'm saying.
And we don't even do it for the money. We do it because we want
to
help.
We do it to help society.
Right.
For one, the people that want to kill themselves, do it.
What are you waiting for?
Thin out the herd. For two... If you have that idea, we don't want you.
Mm-hmm.
If you're thinking, oh, my life sucks, I wish I was dead, so do we. We wish you were dead too. So we will give you those words of encouragement to help push you over that figurative edge. Thank you.
Or literal.
TheJamHole.com. I hate TV. No wonder we're all so fucking dumb.
Word.
I completely agree with that. And that is one of the main fucking reasons we're so stupid.
Mm-hmm. Well, not us. We don't watch TV.
We don't have TV. Right. Sports and fucking reality TV.
Soap operas.
More reality TV. Because, I'm sorry, reality isn't real enough for you.
Right.
Because you're a big fat fuck and you can't go outside and experience reality. So, hey, I wonder what's on the Life Channel. Oh, it's some dude going to work and then going home and having sex with his nasty wife and
it's
hating
not even
his life.
That, though.
Oh, what's he doing? He's picking up the phone. Who's he calling? The Jam Hole Suicide Hotline. Clearly,
I might
he
watch
hates
that.
Him. Well, yeah.
I mean, if we were on that show.
Well, and yeah, if we're on it. But I'm talking about all of America. That
right.
It's like I said a long time ago when I get home here. Everybody that lives in this fucking complex is just watching TV.
TV full blast.
They do it from the time they get off work till the time they go to sleep. They fall asleep with it on. They wake up. TV's on. Go to work. Come back home. What do you want to do? Oh, I don't know. Maybe sit and watch TV.
Mm-hmm.
It's programming you. You put your kids in front of the TV. It's programming them too. You wonder why we're all a bunch of fucking retards. Well, and then, hold on. And then because of that, when our kids go to school and there's a few dumb kids because their parents let the TV raise them too much, now everything has to be slowed down to their level. So now, not only do we have retards everywhere because of the TV, now we have retards everywhere because they have to wait for the other retards to fucking learn. Yeah. So now nobody's learning. Let's all, why don't you just take your kids to school and instead of a teacher, they wheel in a fucking TV and there it is.
They do that sometimes, actually.
They should do it more.
And not only is the TV programming you, but the reason why you're watching the TV is to distract you from your life while you're not busy working, so you don't have to think about anything and realize how big of a piece of shit you are.
Right, because if you start thinking too much, you're like, what the fuck am I doing?
Holy shit, I'm getting smarter.
I could die at any minute, but I want to spend my last few waking moments watching television.
Right. God, or playing World of Warcraft.
Oh, my fuck. I have to know what happens to Sally on this fucking stupid show. Is any of that relevant to anything ever?
No.
Give me one example when anything like that has ever been relevant.
I can't.
To anything else in life ever. Ever. No.
Man, I thought watching TV or playing World of Warcraft was bad, but when you combine the two, that is just a weapon you cannot mess with.
Oh, fuck. No, not at all. You cannot. 26 says, I've never played WoW. Me neither, my friend. Me neither. And I've lost many friends to that godforsaken game. That's one of the fucking signs. That's one of the plagues.
Yeah.
Is WoW.
We got our plague.
Fucking WoW. Let's see. Anonymous writes in, I bet they didn't get enough money because Kosher Recipe Podcast is advertising on their site. They must have lowered their rates. I don't know what that means, but yeah, probably.
Was that on the feedback?
Yeah. Huh. Last night is kind of a blur, and I'm not sure whether I slept with my girlfriend of 7 years or her best friend. I don't know. What do you think? Also, not sure which I wish it was or if I should feel sorry. Well, I'll tell you what. You don't need to feel sorry because you must have been drunk. And whether you slept with your girlfriend or her best friend or her best friend's boyfriend, it doesn't matter.
All of the above.
Because you were drunk. And you know what? That makes it A-okay. Today I had to take a shit really bad. And I was at school. Someone had pissed on the toilet seat, and I almost sat on it. I wanted to stab the person who did that. That goes back to that thing we were talking about with the kids that were just taking dumps in the middle of the floor.
Right.
And then the principal put it in a bag and was like, look what you did.
Yep.
And, you know?
I don't know. I think the principal shit in the bag himself.
Well, yeah.
Because he's not going to touch their shit.
Well, yeah, that's true.
I mean, maybe. I don't know what kind of creep this guy
but,
is.
But, I mean, no matter what public restroom you go into, whether it's a gas station or a school, aren't those fucking good? Sorry.
Not as good now that they're
no, that's why, yeah, you gotta eat them hot. Anyway, yeah. So it doesn't matter where. There's always gonna be something on the toilet seat. And if you're the kind of person that just goes into those things and just sits on it, that's fucking nasty.
Yeah.
You have AIDS now. Like,
or crab,
no matter if it is glowing crystal fucking clear or bright, shiny white,
right.
I wipe that shit down.
Fuck it. I set pieces of toilet paper over the top of it and sit on that.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I'm not taking any chances.
I don't like dumping in places like that, especially when your dick is like in the front of the bowl and you can feel it touching
yeah,
you
just,
it.
You're like,
and
oh,
then
God.
You feel something wet and you're like, oh, fuck, that's disgusting.
Or you drop a big one and water splashes
oh,
up. You're like,
yeah.
No.
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 Stella. I fucking hate that. But if you have to use, you know, it's going to happen. Unless you're like me and you only shit like once a week, which is
freak.
Very handy.
Freak. That's weird.
Isn't that normal?
No.
How often should you shit?
I think you're supposed to shit once a day.
What?
Yeah.
Fuck that shit. Why?
I don't shit once a day. I do like every couple days.
Who the fuck shits every day?
No clue.
That's ridiculous, isn't it?
But that's what they say. You're supposed to.
Why would you ever want to do that?
That would be very annoying.
Like every day. Oh, sorry, guys. Hold on. I gotta go take a dump. Again? Yeah, again.
Every like, day.
I don't know. That seems weird, man.
That does.
I don't know.
Seems
I always,
like that would be bad. Like
weekly is good, though.
Really? I mean, you actually once a week?
Yeah. Like
wow.
Every 5-6 days. That's, I thought that was normal. I don't know. But like, I don't have any problems.
Yeah.
I don't think. Do I?
That you know.
Do I? What's the number for the Jamhole Suicide Hotline? I'm done.
1-800-THE-JAMHOLE.
That would work. The Jamhole will kill you.
The Jamhole would work because it's 3 and then 4, just like an actual number.
Nice. We need to get that. TheJamhole.com/donate. We need cameras. Oh, my hard drive is here. Well, not here. It's at mi madre's house. Mm. So thank you guys so much for helping us get that. Like I said, the next thing now is cameras. I know you all want to watch us doing this shit fucking live. I want to watch us doing this shit live.
That's
so
weird. Would you watch the show live?
Oh,
like,
fuck
like
yeah.
After we did the show, would you watch it the
oh,
next day?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Really?
I would do the show, record us editing the show, and then going to take you home, and then I would just watch that all the time forever
wow.
and ever. Amen.
You would just live this show 24 hours a day.
Right. And, I mean, I would record different episodes, obviously.
Well, obviously.
I'm not going to relive the same. I mean, that's Groundhog Day.
Yeah, that'd mess with your head.
Nobody wants that.
No.
Especially not Bill Murray. Let's see. Last night, yeah. So, what do you think? Should you feel sorry? No. Whatever.
I don't care.
Go
fuck yourself. That's my answer.
I don't even have enough willpower to be anorexic.
Or type correctly.
What?
Or type correctly.
Right. That takes a lot of willpower. But do you have to have willpower to be anorexic?
I don't think so. Just throw up.
That's like, Jesus Christ, I don't have enough willpower to be gay. Jesus. I'm not good enough to be good, and I'm not bad enough to be bad. Pretty darn sweet. Who the hell am I? And how am I supposed to figure that out? You need to take massive amounts of hallucinogenic substance, and you need to go for a nice long walk through the depths of your ego. You need to find your inner child, hold his hand or her hand, take her or him with you. And when you find your ego, you need to kill it. Die. And once you've achieved ego death, it's a term we call when you trip so fucking hard that you revert back to the beginning, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And once that happens, you have your inner child. Ego has died. You kill your inner child. And when you come out of the trip, you are left with a clean slate with which to build from anew. Now, you have to. Kitty! Oh, I will destroy you. Kitty! God, I swear to fuck if that... Oh, my God. Anyway, excuse my face. I apologize, Jamhole listeners. So, where was I? Ego death,
yes.
Right? Okay, once you do that, you have to be very careful that there isn't a television on. There are no...
You aren't playing World of Warcraft.
Definitely. Oh, my fuck. Wow. That is not a monster I want to look in the face,
mm-mm,
ever. But you need to make sure that the only stimulus that you are receiving is the light from a light bulb and your own thoughts. You don't want any outside,
influences?
Influence. You don't want any outside influence to put its, fuck my face, to sway your thoughts in
right.
any way.
Basically,
it needs to be pure, raw,
right.
your brain sparking electrical synapses, mm-hmm, together,
yep,
and forming a brand new character.
Be
basically.
In a room where you're completely isolated from everyone and everything, including television and World of Warcraft.
Everything.
An empty room. Just a chair there.
And that is a symbol for your mind that you will start as an empty room once you've achieved ego death.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is very dangerous, and if you want to maybe kill yourself, the Jam Hole Suicide Hotline, we're there for you. Let's see, moving right along here. I've realized that the only reason we're together is because our sex is amazing. I'm totally okay with that. Hey, sometimes that's all it takes, right? I remember it so well. We were both lonely when we met. Everything went good for the first 15 months. Now I love my wife. But I'd give anything to go back to being lonely. Only I'd call it enjoying some solitude and freedom. It's the same thing. It's just how you look at it. That is another person that's like, man, I'm so lonely. Boom, there's a girlfriend. Man, I have no alone time. Boom, man, it's so hot out, fucking wintertime. Man, it's way too cold. Never fucking happy.
Nope.
You die and take your fucking wife with you, please. I'm somebody no one would ever want to be. Hey, me too.
Yeah, I agree. I wouldn't want to be you.
Yeah? Cheers, fuckface. Yeah. For an entire month straight, I fantasized about murdering the man my ex-girlfriend cheated on me with. But then I got to thinking she was drunk, so I let it go. I hate it that I know you lied to my face about me being beautiful.
What?
I hate that you lied to me. I'm not beautiful. I finally found a mirror, and I looked into that mirror, and you know what I saw?
Ugly.
A lot of it.
What's worse, to be told that you're ugly or lied to that you're beautiful?
Are you blind? Is there a chance that you will find out?
Yes, there is.
I
mean, it depends on how you view yourself.
Right.
I mean,
and that's where the whole ego death comes in.
Right.
I mean, it ain't gonna make you any prettier. God knows, right? the last one here. I hate the internet, MSN Messenger, and MySpace. Hey, you leave MySpace out of this. I'm coming for you. So much drama is confused because of these three things, and it has really ruined me as a person. Goddamn cowards and their goddamn internets. Now, if you're the kind of person that is letting something on the internet ruin you as a person,
right?
You were already ruined, dude.
Yeah.
You don't have
much to lose.
That had nothing to do with it, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, you were damaged goods, return to sender, does not live here anymore. Like, you were effed in the A before that shit even started.
Right, you already had no life, so it doesn't matter.
If you would have been drinking, you could have blamed it on the alcohol, but you weren't. You were MySpacing, so what do? You blame it on the MySpace.
Yep.
All right, you ready to do some news here? Episode number 89, almost to 90. Oh, my fuck.
I thought we were going to do that one segment.
Oh, shit.
Did you forget?
Wow.
You should pull that up.
I got it. Okay.
Wait, I got to read some of this chat. Like,
what? Are we not using the feedback system, guys?
No, it's just that they're just talking. I gotta
Oh, hold on. Here we go. Burger says, I want to see blowjobs. Well, as soon as we get cameras, that fantasy is happening.
Are you sure?
Yes. As soon as we get... I mean, how are we going to stream it live with no cameras?
True.
Are you just going
to,
like...
Put a mic next to her mouth.
You're just going to talk about what you're seeing?
I could.
Like, oh, she's
You'd
up.
You'd be able to hear it.
She's down.
Up.
She's
and
up.
Down.
And down. Oh, cup in the balls. Oh, finger in the butt. Oh, Matt just slapped her. Holy Christ.
I could do that.
26 says, I hate when I shit a really large log that is rocking hard and takes three flushes. I also shit every day, sometimes more than once. Burger says, you should shit once a day. No, I should shit once a week because that fits into my schedule. You should shit once a day if you have that. See, I don't have that much free time
yeah.
to devote, like, every day at least, you know, 10, 20 minutes, whatever the fuck, to take a dump. Right. Stop what I'm doing.
You're busy.
Go in there, take a dump. I don't have that kind of time.
No. Maybe I got better shit to do.
If I had an intern, then maybe. But I'm good dumping once a week.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Yeah, go ahead and read what you got there. Oh, one more. 26 also says, the Jamhole Suicide Hotline should have a 1 in 4 chance of randomly turning into phone sex.
that
is a
good.
Fantastic idea. All right. Go ahead.
26 says, sometimes I can't jack off. It sucks. Like once a week, my dick just goes, no,
no. Like it just won't get hard, or
I
like
don't know.
You can get hard, but you can't come, or like what are we talking about?
Burger says, sometimes I can't nut. Then I try to jerk off for like 4 to 5 hours straight. Jesus.
A jerkathon?
I don't know if I would get way too bored.
Okay. This is a little segment idea 26 wrote in with. It's called First Impressions. This is how it works. Listeners send in a picture or short video of fucked up shit, offering a short clue. Oh, giving me a total clue.
I have a raging clue
right
now. Oh,
God, my clue is so huge. You have to guess what it is and then look at it for the first time ever.
That's what we should
call it. Fucking peaking.
We should call this segment Raging Clue.
Raging Clue.
I have a raging clue.
Okay. Now, are you ready?
All right. What's
everyone
this
in
hint?
The chat ready? Okay, they'll be ready once the delay hits. Okay.
All right.
The hint is just the tip.
Really?
Do, 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 do.
That's kind of an easy one, I think. Because what does just... When we talk about just the tip, what are we referring to? You can... Really? Okay, hey! I'm going
to... You're going to what?
I don't know.
Big man.
But seriously...
I'm going to fuck your ego in its little inner
I already
child.
Had an ego death.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I've had like 5.
Whoa.
That's why
and
I'm
you're
such
so
a,
fucked up.
That's why I'm such a clean slate, right?
Yeah.
God. So
that's why
saying?
You've been ruined like 4 or 5 times. No, I was saying just a tip. Like, what
oh
is.
Oh, my God. You have to taste this.
What does just a tip usually refer to when we're talking?
Well, when we're talking, it could go. It can mean anything.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
But what are you thinking?
Well, usually the penis.
Exactly.
But now it could be like, oh man, I'm gonna handle the bill. You take care of just the tip.
Oh, true.
So
yeah, but I know what kind of sick listeners we have.
All right. So, 26. Is this a game that everyone plays, or is this just for me and Brayden? To play.
Yeah. Then I don't know. What do you, I really think it's a penis.
Do you think it's a penis?
I do.
I'm gonna have to. Okay, my official guest. Welcome, Jam Guest. My official. Is that your official guest?
Yes, that's
is
final
that
answer.
Your final answer.
Final
would
answer.
Would you like to phone a friend?
I'm gonna ask the audience.
Okay, Kitty. Just the
oh,
tip.
She's sleeping.
Oh, finally.
God, I guess
thank
I lost
God.
It.
What's up, Paulo? Paulo in the house.
Okay, it's just for you.
Okay,
and
just for us. Okay, so what is your final answer?
It's a penis.
A penis.
It's gotta
okay.
be. Just
I'm
the tip.
I'm gonna have to say just the tip, and it is a JPEG. Now, neither of us have looked at it. Did you look at it?
No, I didn't even know we had this email until you told me.
Okay. Oh, did he send it to... No, he sent it to the show.
I just haven't checked my email.
Oh, okay, so I'm going to have to say it's that part of a child. It's a child got circumcised, and they're showing just the tip. That is my final answer.
Okay, like of the circumcised part that they cut off, or like what?
Just the tip.
Okay.
All right, are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm going to paste the link into the chat so you can all can take a look. Why don't you go ahead and open it up there? On 3, 2, 1. No
oh,
results
wow.
found. I didn't
you
get...
can watch it on mine.
Oh, what the dog? Come on.
It's him cutting just the tip of his dick off. It is gross.
What the fuck is that? Dude. Oh. Come on.
Oh, God.
And that concludes this week's segment, First Impressions.
Jesus Christ.
I am never playing that game again.
Yeah, I would agree.
Oh, my God.
No one is allowed to send us in.
Wow,
stuff like that.
Guys. Well played. Well played, sir. Well played. So, yeah, that's kind of
well,
fun.
Well, that's it for this episode.
Right? We'll see you guys Wednesday. No, so that is kind of fun. I think there's a lot of potential there. So,
yeah.
I'll make another page on the website because I don't think we have enough shit on there yet.
Not
And it will
close.
Be called First Impressions. Is that what we want to call it? See,
I like Raging Clue.
Raging Clue or First Impressions.
Or you can give us an idea on another
one. Okay. 26 or Paulo, somebody please right now go to thejaml.com/forums, make a post in there called First Impressions or
what? Just new segment and then help us try to figure out a
new segment. That see, we're for the audience.
Right.
How many podcasts actually let their fans listen and participate in this? If this was any other show, we'd be like, this is what it's called, fuck off.
Yeah.
But no. We let you guys play.
Mostly because I'm okay with not making a decision. That's fine.
All right. So, and yeah, it can't be the same person sending them in. Like, this has to be something we all participate
right.
in.
I would like
I'll
to see different people
once,
all the time.
So you and one other, you know, you in the chat can guess. Mm-hmm. You do it once, so me. Like, we'll all rotate it. Raging Clue, it looks like, is what we're going to call it. So if somebody wants to
And it's
to go
all
going to
be disgusting shit,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah, like, totally. So the rules are one quote, like a sentence. It can't be more than a sentence.
Right.
And then an image. And you can't look at the image until the show when because we'll do it on the show.
Right.
So that's the first
time. Because
that's
part of the game.
You're allowed to look at it. So that's it.
I like
Very
it.
Very nice.
Yeah,
you ready to do some
that.
News? Episode 89 of this motherfucker. All right, ready? I don't even know what I was doing.
It was like sideways.
It was
papers,
like paper
karate
rock.
Chop.
It was raker.
I did rock and you did karate chop. So
I
think
karate
you go.
Chop, so I think you won. Go ahead and start us off here.
I don't know.
89.
I think you won.
All right,
whatever.
Well, this one is called... Oh, this one comes from our most
fucked up
state.
Florida.
Say it with me.
I already said it.
Florida. Florida. Our most fucked up. Florida. Is. Our most fucked up state.
All right. Woo woo.
All right. This one is called Florida Men Guilty in Beating Off Homeless Man to Death. No, beating. They're beating the homeless man to death. This one comes out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Two men were convicted Friday of killing a homeless man with... What do you think? What is the weapon of choice? Beating him. They beat him.
Empty bottle of alcohol.
No.
No? It's gotta be it.
No, a baseball bat.
Oh.
And viciously attacking two others way back in 06. One of the beatings was captured on videotape. Oh, my God. I want that videotape. Captured on videotape. Outraging homeless advocates nationwide. Here's a new law I'm going to make right now. How about if you don't live in a place, you don't get to be outraged about anything.
Right.
You get to sit there and you get to shut the fuck up until you get a job and then you get a fucking life.
Right, because really, when you think about it, you're not even an actual person.
Right.
Like,
so,
you don't... Technically, you don't exist.
Technically, we should be doing this more and rolling through places where homeless people live and beating them with fucking baseball bats. Now, what did you learn? If I don't have a place to live and I'm a fucking piece of shit parasite on society, there's a good possibility I'll get fucking my brains bashed in by a yuppie with a baseball bat? Very good. That's exactly what you learned today. Right? I mean,
yeah, exactly.
If you're just doing that, why the fuck not?
Why do you even care if that happens? I mean...
Right.
You're
homeless.
No life.
What do you give a fuck
What are
for?
You living for?
Exactly.
Why aren't you calling us and asking us how you can kill yourself?
Because I know it's not the fucking awesome fucking food they serve at the homeless shelter. That's not what you're living for. Like, what the fuck is it? What is inside your inner fucking child that's like, I will survive. You know, like, what the fuck are you doing? Prosecutors sought first-degree murder charges against Brian Hooks, 21, and Thomas Daughtry, 19. After deliberating about 9 hours over 2 days, a jury convicted them of lesser second-degree murder and two counts each of attempted sex. Blah, 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 blah. They could face life in prison. So I like that, how you're going to take away two people's lives because they beat the shit out of and possibly killed a person with no life. Like,
right.
Two wrongs don't make a life here. A yeah. Right. You know, like, what are you doing? Who cares?
They don't know.
Who cares? I'm just trying to beat some sense into them. They asked for change. I beat some sense into them. Huh? Come on. I'm taking it because they're homeless.
Right.
That makes sense. Prosecutors repeatedly played the surveillance video because it was so fucking funny.
And then they shortly after put it on YouTube.
Right. And shortly after that, you could hear them in the video saying, oh, dude, we should totally put this on YouTube. Holy shit. Like, why else are you doing? Well, I have to see exactly how many times he was hit, because that's going to make a difference whether it's second degree murder or, you know, not at all.
Well, if he's murdered, isn't it all the same?
I know, you would think,
I mean,
right?
You killed him.
Are you
Doesn't
dead?
Matter how you did
Are
it.
Are you dead?
Yeah.
Is he moving? Okay, so that's murder.
Right.
Wait, did you kill him or did he kill himself? Because that's different. That's
Wait,
like,
did you kill him with a knife or did you shoot him with a gun?
No, I don't even care about that. I'm just saying, who did it?
Right.
If he killed himself, that's suicide. But if you killed him, then that's maybe homicide, right?
So, yeah.
Right. And if Hitler killed him, it's genocide. Okay. And if he was an insect, it would be insecticide, which was a Nirvana album. Wow. Prosecutors repeatedly played the video, which shows a surviving victim desperately trying to cover his body from numerous blows. You know, if I had that video, I would edit in body blow, uppercut, body blow, Whoa, that was a good one.
I think you're going to hear that.
Do you remember that game?
Yes,
I do. Fucking Mike Tyson's punch out with the little green guy. I love that. Body blow, body blow. That was like the fucking Wolfenstein game. Mm. That one sound. My layman.
My layman.
Schustoffer. Schustoffer. My layman. I used to love playing Doom too and putting in the cheat codes of super fast running and shit and then warping to the Wolfenstein level and busting off rockets and then running, but running sideways so you could see the rocket. Right as it went into the guy, he's like, my layman fucking duh. It was so cool because you, yeah. Schustoffer.
Holy geek.
I know, right, dude? Holy Christ. That's how good this is. Okay, so body blows, numerous of them. They watched the video over and over again. At closing arguments, prosecutors also presented baseball bats similar to the ones the defendants used, describing how the men hid the bats in their pants. Oh, that almost came. Okay. that was awful.
That's disgusting. You need to quit doing
so
that.
So check this out. The men hid the bats in their pants and sneaked up on defenseless homeless victims like 45-year-old Norris Gaynor.
Hey, what's that in your pants? Oh, that's just my dick.
Is that a bat in your pants or are you just happy? Oh, fuck.
Oh, that's a bat.
But hey, his last name is Gaynor. Gloria Gaynor is the chick that sung I Will Survive. And that's what I... That is weird.
That's a synchronicity.
That's what I'm talking about. Synchronicity. Booyah! At first I was afraid. I was petrified. I like the way Cake sung that song better, I think. Just sing. And I like Cake.
And no? You can eat it, too.
Okay. wow. So, yeah, beat their asses. Who was sleeping on a park bench when he was beaten to death. that goes back to that other thing we were saying, that, like, you have to have a life before it can be taken away from you.
Yeah.
So, like, you weren't really beaten to death. You were just kind of beaten.
Right.
You are in essence, already dead.
Yeah, you were just still walking among the living.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all. Yeah.
You're
just a zombie.
Daugherty cried after the verdict, shook prosecutors' hands, and asked if he could speak to Gaynor's family. His attorney told him to wait for another time. He's like, hey, can I go talk to... Do you have any Jay? No, just kidding. no. Hey, now, probably not a good time.
Probably not. Should wait a little while.
Too soon? quote, he's filled with remorse and confusion, his attorney, some dude, said. He had a sad upbringing that played a role in his actions, and he planned to bring that up at sentencing on... Guess what day for another synchronicity? Guess what day his sentencing is?
Today?
October 22nd. Ugh. Guess what else is October 22nd?
Is that your birthday?
My motherfucking birthday. Is that weird? Holy shit.
Maybe.
And you picked this story, huh?
Yeah, I did.
Amazing. Because I was, yeah, that's wow, dude.
That's crazy.
That's weird. Family members of both defendants left without commenting. Hook's family, including a young sister and a friend who studied with school books during court breaks, wept openly as Hook's was fingerprinted and led away. That's about it. They waited for 3 years for the verdict. You know they're going to appeal the shit out of it. The ferocity of the assault shocked homeless advocates who said the video showed the dangers faced every night by those living on the streets.
Was it the most shocking thing he's ever seen?
Don't live on the streets then. Get a fucking job like the rest of us assholes have to fucking do and get off.
Yeah, if living on the streets was so good, everyone would be doing it.
Right? They're like, oh, man.
It's not a good thing.
I don't ever have to work or anything? You know?
I can just do whatever?
That's like the guy that goes down to swim with sharks. It's like, yeah, it's cool, but there's going to be some danger involved. It's like you're homeless. Yeah, maybe that's cool for you, but you have to deal with the dangers involved. Maybe sometimes you're in the wrong place at the wrong time because you don't have a house, so you're not chilling at your house. You're just on the street.
Chilling
and maybe
wherever.
I come by and I'm having a bad fucking day and you look at me weird and you ask me for change and I just fucking duh! In the face with some keys or a knife, you know? Those are the dangers involved in your line of work.
Paulo says two wongs don't make a white.
Yes, please. And he was resurrected once again. But do you know, you see what I'm saying? Like that.
I get what you're spitting
out. That's effed up junk. What do you got for us? Episode.
Oh, shit. It's my turn.
Holy fuck. Yes.
This one is called Mom Awakens to Find Strange Man Sleeping in 2-Year-Old Child's Room. Look at the strange man.
Holy Jesus Christ.
I know. Almost.
Dude, that looks like Charles Manson.
That's what I thought when I first saw it.
Wow.
Imagine waking up in the morning and finding this guy in your baby's bedroom. That's what a family in Billings, Montana claims happened to them. Yeah.
That happened in Montana?
In Billings.
Sweet shit.
Claims happened to them, and it's led to the arrest of a man with a criminal record. According to the Billings Gazette newspaper, the story started on Monday when a mother woke up around 8:30 a.m. and heard the distant sounds of someone's snoring emanating from her 2-year-old son's bedroom.
Dude, okay, hold on. Stop right there. If you're breaking into some shit to snuggle up close with some little children, don't snore. Like, you're going to wake him up, dude.
Right.
You fucking weirdo. What?
He's obviously not, and he's obviously pretty fucking crazy to be doing this in the first place, so he's probably not thinking straight,
right.
So that doesn't really go through his head.
Okay, that's true. Because if you were thinking clearly, you would sneak in and maybe go rape the wife.
Or not do
or
it at
even
all.
The husband, if you're into that kind of shit. But the children, like, really, dude.
Or go in there, kidnap them, and then rape them at your
yes.
own place of choice.
There you go. Somewhere where if they scream and shit, no one's
right.
going to fucking
and
hear
you
them.
Can just leave them there.
That
or
is a fantastic idea.
Yeah. See? Because we're thinking clearly.
Right. See, that's why he got caught
exactly.
and we're still roaming the streets.
Because we think about it.
Right.
But since her little boy had slept in her room all night and she knew he wasn't capable of making those noises, she was a little alarmed.
Oh, really? Like, just a little bit? Honey, did you hear something? Was that you snoring? Oh, wait,
yeah.
I'm not married.
Oh, wait, and you're only 2 years old.
Yeah, you never know. They grow up so quickly.
Yeah, it feels like 2 years. When she reached the nursery, she became even more frightened. Lying on the bed, sound asleep, was a stranger with straggly hair and an unkempt appearance, dead to the world in the land of Nod.
Jesus?
Or Charles Manson.
Or Charles Manson.
One of the two. They look
man.
A lot alike.
Oh, man. Like, would you be like, so... Do you mind if I go out for a couple hours? It's been so long ever since, you know. Can you babysit for me? Oh, yeah.
I can do that.
Yes. Holy shit. I'll give you one.
She woke her husband, who grabbed an unloaded gun. That was dumb. And pointed it at the intruder until police finally arrived. Cops...
Sorry.
Cops contend 47-year-old Tracy Ray Mullins was busy at the home of his unsuspecting guests while they slept.
Busy getting busy. Hell! Damn it.
Actually, no.
No?
No, he wasn't even there for that.
What was he there for? Story time?
They
like,
found
really?
Evidence he allegedly eaten food from their fridge and used their bathroom before apparently wandering into the unoccupied bedroom and settling in for the night.
He was just hungry. You know why?
He was homeless.
Because
and he wanted a place to eat, take a shit and shower, and go to sleep.
Of course he did. You know why? Because he doesn't have one of his own.
Because
but
he's
hey,
homeless, yeah.
Please don't beat them to death because, hey, they're people too, okay? They're just like you and me, minus the jaw. Well,
and the
he's
people.
Just like you. But seriously, you need a job.
I hear you.
You're one step away from being in this dude's shoes, man.
Not even close.
No?
No.
I bet his dad killed himself.
Yeah, but I got a little better than that.
You think?
I do.
Because you live in Montana. Where's he from?
Same place, but,
oh!
but I'm not him.
Is that your dad?
No.
Are you sure?
Positive.
DNA test?
I don't even need it.
I want one.
Okay.
I want to see these results.
All right.
All right. Is that it? Can you please make the feedback auto-refresh then? Because I keep...
They're
sucks. Like, read... I know. I'm sorry. That's my job. 26 says, spread them. Thank you.
Okay, so anyway,
Jesus
cops,
fuck, guys.
The husband
thanks,
told
guys, thanks.
The husband told cops he'd seen him around the area before and accused him of breaking into his car last year.
Hey, doesn't that go back to that whole don't shit where you eat or
yeah.
where you sleep thing, especially if you're homeless?
I would agree.
Booyah. Okay. So
that's it.
Was that for that story?
That's it.
All right. I got
Jesus, you
I
need
know,
to really stop
I know,
doing that.
I'm sorry. All right, this one is called Six Children in Arkansas Custody After Raid. Raid! On compound. This one comes out of Fuck, Arkansas.
Does it say fuck?
F-O-U-K-E, fuck. Fuck, Arkansas. You know what else is in Arkansas?
What?
Layla.
Ooh.
Fuck Arkansas.
Yeah.
I bet. How long has she been there now? Like 4 months?
Yeah.
I bet by now she's almost fucked Arkansas. Like, all
or at least the town she's in.
Well, at least.
At least.
Okay. Six miners. Man. Six miners have been temporarily placed in. I can't do it. I'm sorry. Quit making me laugh.
I'm not doing anything.
This one is called Fuck Arkansas. Six miners have been temporarily placed in state custody as part of a child porn investigation.
Layla, you.
After a raid on a ministry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Just got
hallelujah,
better.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Just when you think that story couldn't get better, it fucking did.
Boom. To the face. Body blow. Body blow. Hallelujah. Body blow. Body blow. Hallelujah. Goodness gracious. Great balls of fire. After raid on a ministry run by a man who says, quote, quote, consent is puberty. Consent is puberty. So,
what does that mean?
If you have gone through and or are going through puberty, that's my A-OK to get a ride to Funky Town. If you know what I mean.
So once you hit puberty, it's that's when you can have sex with them.
Like, that's box yes, box no, check. Yes.
Okay.
Consent. The yes in the checkbox of consent.
So
do you have
that,
puberty?
Wait, does that mean
consent?
That,
check.
So they have to have hit puberty and have their consent?
Nay.
No, they just you need them to hit puberty and then you can fuck them all you want.
Yes, sir. Consent is puberty when it comes to sex. The children will be in the custody of the Arkansas Department of Human Services as investigators interview them. So, bringing out pedo bear, or what the fuck's that thing called? The bear. They're like, show us on the bear where
sexual
he touched.
Harassment panda.
No, not that one.
No.
The little stuffed animal they bring out, and they're like, okay, right. Billy, show me where he touched you.
Right, yeah.
He's like, right there. Okay. Sexual harassment panda. What's his? That's so great.
Yeah, that's an old one.
Wow. Okay, consent, puberty, pop-up ads. Thank you. The children, Sadler didn't say how long the interviews would last. He's like, I don't know. What do they look like? All right. This will be a quickie, if you know what I mean. Hey, hey, we'll be in and out.
Yeah, just the tip.
Oh, hello. but he did say that they were sexy.
26 says Matt's laugh sounds retarded.
Thank you.
Like a mentally retarded person.
Thank you. You know why that is? Because
why?
I'm like a mentally retarded person.
It's because you are laughing hysterically.
And you're listening to me, so what does that make you?
A smart person laughing at a mentally retarded person?
Yes, exactly.
No, I don't think
but he did say that courts would decide the children's status. Check your status, son.
What's your status?
We are Oscar Mike over.
Roger.
Roger Wilco over out. So he did say that the courts would decide their status in the event of any long-term separation or insertion, if you know what I mean.
Well, separation equals insertion.
Right, because you have to insert, separate, insert, separate, insert, 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 and then ejaculate.
Right.
And then you separate again.
Yep.
And then you go cry.
And then you just go, you start over from the beginning.
Right. From the property of the Tony Alamo Christian Ministries in rural fuck. He did not say how old the children were, but an email that authorities inadvertently sent to media members last week, like, oops. Forward.
Oops.
Forward.
I didn't mean to put their address.
CC the media.
Yeah. Well, oops.
All of them. Send.
What do you think you they could have been trying to type instead of the media?
How much can I get for this? Send. Oh, shit.
Oops.
He referred to 12, 13, and 14-year-old girls. Jackpot. The move comes after a raid Saturday by more than 100 federal and state authorities. Investigators said their two-year probe into allegations of child pornography and abuse focused on convicted tax evader Tony Alamo, man. Do you know? Tony.
Yeah.
Big Tony Alamo. And his ministry, described by critics as a cult.
Just like every other
a thrill
religion.
Kill cult. Alamo
the
claimed.
Band?
What?
Huh?
I think so. Alamo claimed in a telephone interview with the AP on Saturday that the investigation was part of a federal push to legalize same-sex marriage while outlawing polygamy. He also said for girls having sex, consent is puberty. News of the raid brought Anthony Justin Lane, 34, into fuck from his job roofing in nearby Texarkana, hoping for some word about his family. Lane said he's been trying for 10 years to reunite with his children who belong to Alamo's ministry. So this dude, like, just took these kids and fucked them. Lane said he saw a 13-year-old girl marry a man of about 40. That's healthy.
Mm.
Just before he was kicked out of the church for asking too many questions.
Like,
do you have any more?
I want more.
More, please. Lane hired a lawyer and said that he's trying to subpoena his wife.
What?
You and me both and that other dude. He subpoenaed her last night. But that it remains difficult as she moves and she's all slippery among Alamo's churches in Arkansas. I almost said Arkansas. And that is it for that story. Holy Christ. That only in Arkansas. Well... Yeah. Nah, I don't know.
That
I don't
happen.
Even know what to say about that.
That'll happen
hey,
everywhere.
Right on.
More power to you.
Fuck yeah. All right. You got how? Yeah, you want to read one more and we'll get the fuck out of here?
Yeah.
All right. Please do that. And I will refresh the feedback.
This one is called Road Rage Woman Burned to Death by Ramming Rival Motorist and Revving Her Engine Until Her Car Went Up in Flames.
Yes.
That is a mouthful.
Yes. This one is called...
That is a long title.
Are you allowed to make headlines a paragraph?
Yeah, or like a complete sentence
isn't
even.
Isn't that headline?
It's not, like, it should be a few words
not
at most.
Lines.
Yeah.
Like one...
Complete sentence.
One line, please. You fuck.
Jesus.
Okay.
A road rage driver was burned to death after ramming another vehicle and setting her own car on fire by furiously revving her engine. Wow.
Not only am I going to bust your shit up, but I'm going to...
Kill myself.
I'm going to sit here and rev my shit till it catches fire and explodes.
She was a stupid bitch.
Yeah? Yeah. I would have punched her in her face.
Serena Sutton Smith, 54, had deliberately driven into the back of Paula Small's stationary car and then refused to get out of her Vauxhall Nova as she sat with her foot on the accelerator.
Wow.
Sparks caused when a front tire disintegrated and the wheel dug into the road, ignited brake fluid in
yes!
her engine, and set the vehicle alight.
Burn, baby, burn.
Now, what? Baby, burn. What Sorry. Possibly could have caused this woman to do this to somebody?
I am going to have to say he did not use his blinker. And she fucking, that's it. Boom! Fucking catches fire.
Yeah, that's quite possible.
Or maybe drugs. Or she was drunk.
Or just crazy.
Or just fucking cuckoo.
Just had no reason
She's
at all.
She's cuckoo clocks.
Look at her. That's her. She did it.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to say God made her do it. Is that a viable
I think
excuse?
Well, since God is real.
Well, yeah.
And he talks to people.
Of course.
So.
And people listen.
Yeah.
And sometimes talk back.
Right.
And, yeah.
Yeah. The victim was so overcome with anger, she refused to get out of her burning car and even threatened a would-be rescuer who tried to persuade her.
Miss, I'm gonna... Hey.
I want to help you get out of this burning vehicle.
Hey, come with me if you want to live.
No!
All right. Later, dude.
Let's see. Mrs. Small was driving her Fiat Punto along a country road. Is that how you pronounce that kind
Pinto?
Of... It Punto. I've never
Punto?
I've never heard of that model
Punto?
Of car.
I don't know.
That is strange. Where is the story?
Britain, probably. That, she looks British. She's got that ugly snarl.
Yeah,
teeth,
the,
fat
so he
face.
Looks British too.
Oh, for sure. Oi!
That's totally what his voice sounds.
That's exactly what he's thinking in his head right now with the cigarette in his mouth. He's just thinking, "Oi," and that's right. It. Oh, God.
So that her Fiat Punto along a country road when Miss Sutton Smith emerged from a side road, forcing Mrs. Small to swerve to avoid a collision.
Of course.
The inquest heard she had to drive on the grass verge before flashing Miss Sutton Smith and pulling in ahead of her. I opened my door and put my foot out, but as I was getting out, there was a bang, and I hit my head on the door frame, said Mrs. Small.
And then I punched her in the face.
She said she realized the Nova had hit the back of her car, and the engine was revving hard. I was frozen with terror, she said.
I just noticed that. Like, I didn't see anything that led up
it's like, oh, hey.
To where we're at right now.
No.
Like... Where you, she came out of nowhere.
Yeah, she just boom, just
I've
hit her.
I've heard that before. You just came out of nowhere.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't even know
I
her.
Mean, what? One moment I'm using my phone and doing my makeup, and the next thing I know, I'm up her asshole. And I'm on fire. I don't have insurance. When I get home, my husband is gonna beat me. Is that for that story?
No. But no, she actually hit the other woman for no reason. She was just mad.
For no reason?
She just... was driving, came around a corner, and ran into the back of her.
I'm going to hit you. Like, I
and then
totally...
she kept revving the engine,
of
and
course.
She would not get out of the car.
No.
She was so mad.
I can totally see that happening. Like, I don't know. Just being out in the shit all day, out on the front lines, every day, all day, doing my fucking part. I see that kind of shit. Like, you can see people just getting pissed. And it's just one more thing, and boom, it is on. And, oh, I don't know. I avoid that shit, like, multiple times a day. I almost get into accidents if I, like, wasn't
You got into
attention.
One not that long ago, kind of. Kind
of, yeah.
When it ran
not
into
my
them.
Fault.
Yeah, just boom, just
like,
hit you.
Oh, hi.
It's like, thanks.
Hey, he came out
Appreciate
of nowhere.
It. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you
that's
for
awesome.
That. You big fucking suburban bitch.
God.
Like, what is the point? Hey, why do we even try?
I don't know.
Because it's fun.
Just stop.
Alright. Well, you got anything else before we fucking plug it in and get the fuck out of here?
Nay.
Anybody else in the chat? Paulo says, people lose all the time. I don't know what that means.
They lose it?
Lose it. Oh, I lose it all the time.
Yeah.
So,
like
as
crazy.
Usual, please get our asses nominated. TheJamHole.com/vote. Nominate us. It would be cool for us to win a podcast award. Because, hey, we do a podcast. I don't know if you know it or not. TheJamHole.com. We do a podcast. So, yeah, we have TheJamHole.com/forums. Get your asses over there. Sign up, make an account, and come play with us. It's fun. It's entertaining. It kills time. If you're like, holy shit, I have all this time and nothing to do. What can I do, guys?
Listen to The Jam Hole.
And get a forum account.
And watch some emo poetry.
And watch some emo poetry and kill time. Just fucking kill it.
Just and fuck the shit out of it.
We have... Twitter.com/TheJamHole, YouTube.com/TheJamHole, MySpace.com/TheJamHolePodcast. We have Facebook, StumbleUpons. We have it all.
TheJamHole.com/vote.
TheJamHole.com/donate.
Yes.
So there.
Yeah.
TheJamHole.com/forums.
We said that.
Is that it? What else do we have?
We have other stuff.
We have everything.
We have a book list. We have fatality rates.
All the time, always. And we'll have it again.
Forever.
Wednesday. Forever, infinitely. We'll see you Wednesday. Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Good day.
Good day, sir.
Yeah, I just wrote this song about, like, Martians that come to Earth. And I don't really know it that well, but I want to try and kick a verse with this call. So if I fuck it up, you know, I'm just an artist and I'm trying to make do. You know? No, I'm just kidding.
You're so
but
cool.
Second, I might forget all this shit, but I'm going to try and do it anyway. But I have to burn first. All right. Look, Mars attacks with electric gas, not a sapien abduction. What's up then? Billy took a laser to the muck piece, hollowed out the mandible. Channel headquarters order the cannonballs, Marza. Tacker DFI demands column to this pigeon angle and boomerang of a harvest 51st area sickness. Not a threat, nary a witness, 1 inch into promise. Monster lead carrier ligament fanged in the mosh pit. Dodge phaser, labor days are major A, sir. Cater to alien decomposer, soldier planer like Caddyshack, 18th holer, go for C4 magic, smolder as the bazooka tooth holster fabric. This fucker's rabbit and still breeding. Hide the cabbage, hold the heater, claps till evening. I'm a ninja this shit with sugar in the fuel tank and a saucer. Buddy up and head down to the metal cobra tunnels. Ice pick the soldered chip wiring, pissed off the mother in them. I'll be lying if I said I knew your intentions. See, my sexy sabotage things defensive action to save the race. You landed hand on fourth dimension magnum, blaze the place. Spread fiery arrival, there's wires in your Bible. Obviously, ultra tech advancement. A point counterpoint comparison of ET versus little old freak me. She be on some hay brittle sweet peas with your fickle CDs, nickel PCs, miserable TV sitcom, typical, pathetic, ritual, collective slacker shit, beautiful establishment, and you ain't established shit. I consider you foul. Prowl back to the numbers under burnt pride in the dark. What's up, y'all? They want us dead or alive without the alive part. The sun rose over a body bag shortage. Last week I was like, God bless the man that invented the cordless. This week I sort of rerouted the bullseye of my worship. Temple body / skull cabinet, master my diversions. Fuck y'all, let's do this shit. My movement suits any space invader practice. Stomped up to enemy like, hey, what now, bitch? I am human, hear me rise above material and carnal sin. They shot me in the face, Mars wins.